This is an amateur recording of Seamus Young's book, How I Learned. It can be found online at his website, seamusyoung.com/20sided tale.
Chapter 27, Mr. C. Halfway through the school year, Mr. B leaves Votech and is replaced with Mr. C, who looks exactly like the dad from the comic strip Family Circus. He's even more of a computer scientist than Mr. B was, and less of a teacher. Some of the kids really hate him. They see him as obtuse and unfair. "What do we need to know for the test?" demands one girl in exasperation. This is what school is to her. You memorize some crap for a test. You don't need to be able to understand it, relate it, or apply it, only recite it. Mr. C is a bit socially awkward, and he acts more like a boss than a teacher. He gives us instructions, but they're sort of brute force info dumps. I don't know how well I'll absorb this material if I didn't already know it and didn't have a passion for it. In any case, the test involves skill and problem-solving, not repetition. You can't do them unless you can actually program. Please? I thrive. For the first time in my life, school seems to have shape and meaning. An assignment is a goal. Go and make a program that can accomplish X. They aren't particularly challenging for me, but they require creativity, which is what makes them fun. They tickle the left hemisphere of my brain, which hasn't happened in school since that one freak math assignment in sixth grade. At no time am I ever asked to copy things or memorize things or fill in worksheets. Everything I do has a purpose. A lot of the kids that were succeeding under Mr. B are now failing, and the distinction between students and programmers becomes dramatic. On one hand, I can empathize with the kids who suddenly find themselves failing a course, and I can see why they would want to blame the teacher. After all, they are good students and successful in other subjects, and they didn't have any problem in this class until we changed teachers. On the other hand, they were never going to be programmers. The idea that they were passing a programming course with no working understanding of programming was ridiculous. Mr. C and I discuss programming. Not assignments or homework, just programming. He introduces me to concepts that would be far beyond the curriculum here. He points out the problems with the Pac-Man clone that I'm making. That if it were run on a faster computer, the game itself would run faster. It's a shame that Mr. C didn't have a job writing games. The early 1990s are going to be littered with video games written by people who don't understand this. A lot of the early games will break or malfunction as computers become exponentially faster. I quietly observe the problems he's having. He seems to be involved in a number of conflicts with students and probably enraged parents. He seems stressed and unhappy. He seems to be up against people who insist that schooling involves learning indisputable facts from books, doing homework, and taking tests. Now the class is about more learning a skill. It's like a woodworking class that has the audacity to grade you on your ability to envision and construct sturdy and useful furniture. You either get it or you don't. A lot of these students aren't even worried about their lack of skill. They're more concerned that they will have a bad grade on their record. This is the only class I have ever taken where the grade was tied to the student's understanding of material, and where failure to understand would result in a failing grade. We're a long, long way from the do all the work and you'll pass mentality that pervades the rest of the school system. Mr. C explains to me that he won't be around next year. I don't know if the school is getting rid of him or if he's leaving of his own volition, but I'm very sad to see him go. As the year winds down, he does me a favor. Somehow, he convinces the school to let me take home one of the classroom IBM machines for the summer. Up until now, I've been using ages-old Tandy that saved data using a tape recorder. I have fully explored the boundary of this machine and have learned everything I can from it. Now I'm going to have a proper modern machine. It will have a massive 640K of memory, which is 40 times as much as I'm used to. The machine has two floppy disk drives for storage and uses a proper computer monitor instead of a television. This is a great leap forward for me. Also, this new machine can run much better games. I'll never see Mr. C again, but I hope he finds some place that appreciates him.